This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, the trial of former Donald Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort completed its third day today. Prosecutors brought out evidence that Manafort lived a luxurious lifestyle, bought suits they suggested were too expensive for one man to buy, maintained overseas accounts, and then lied about his income on loan applications. This was all to bolster their case that Paul Manafort deserves more prison time than most murderers. More than once during the trial, the judge, T.S. Ellis III, blasted prosecutors for simply shaming Manafort without offering any actual evidence of criminal behavior. Joe DeGeneva is a former U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, and he joins us tonight. Joe, thanks a lot for coming on. I never thought that I would defend Paul Manafort, who I've always thought was a little on the sleazy side, but I think it's worth defending the principle of evenly and fairly applied justice. And it's not a crime to buy expensive suits. And you shouldn't get 300 years in prison for tax evasion, right?
You're absolutely right, Tucker. What you are watching is what is called in the Justice Department an in terrorem prosecution, the use of terror legal tactics to destroy a human being to try and force him to cooperate when he has nothing to cooperate with. And what the special counsel has done, Mr. Mueller, is he has chosen his Jack the Ripper-like leader, Andrew Weissman, to use the type of tactics that are properly reserved for mafia gangs, for terrorists, and they have converted Paul Manafort into this ugly creature. This is one of the most unfortunate moments in the history of the FBI and the Department of Justice. This case is the Rosemary's Baby of Rod Rosenstein, who forced this prosecution, permitted the abusive tactics which occurred during the investigation and which are occurring in this trial, agreed to by the FBI Director Chris Wray, and of course, the Attorney General is asleep, somnambulant, as this horrific embarrassment to the department continues in the Eastern District of Virginia. This is a disgusting display of prosecutorial abuse for which the Attorney General and his deputy should be ashamed.
Is there anybody that you know personally who'd with a straight face say, yeah, 305 years in prison seems like an appropriate punishment for tax evasion? Is there anybody who would say that? No is the answer. So how can they charge him with crimes that sentences so clearly disproportionate to the crime?
Because the Deputy Attorney General, Mr. Rosenstein, has given Mr. Mueller full authority to do whatever he wants. And because the ultimate goal here is to, quote, get something on President Trump, they've decided to ruin Paul Manafort, who has no criminal record, whatever you may think of his political leanings and his tactics over the years, or who his overseas clients were. He does not deserve this. The Attorney General knows that. The Deputy Attorney General knows that. But you know what? They don't care because they know that Mueller wants to get Trump. That's what this is about. There's nothing for Manafort to flip on, for heaven's sakes. So what you are watching is a bizarre mistreatment of a human being. This is a case that you get 1 to 3 years at most. But Mueller and Weissman and all the people in the department just can't give it up.
1.3 years, a year and 3 months, rather. That's the average sentence for tax fraud in this country. It's unbelievable. Joe DeGeneva, thank you for that perspective. This is your world, and we appreciate it.
Kind of amazing, huh, what they're doing. And, of course, Judge Ellis is wise enough to realize that the pinch is on. And he doesn't like, what the government is doing and trying to put the pinch on him. Tucker Carlson the other night made reference and said, boy, this sounds like the, rather mafioso, doesn't it? The way they're trying to put the pressure on him. And Judge Ellis is saying, look, this has got to be about Manafort and not about Donald Trump. So he's been very cautious that way, and he's really, held him to account. This is Bill Martinez. The conversation continues. Stay with us.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Gee, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. I'm Bill Martinez. I am right here with you, pursuing the truth, no matter where it leads. And over there is Josh Malone. Josh, we've talked about his story, which for those of us who are dreamers and inventors and creative types, we really cherish these ideas, and we feel so blessed when God gives us these ideas. But we also, when those ideas are violated and taken from us, it is quite revolting. It's a real kick in the gut. And for Josh, this is his story that we talked earlier with Jenny Beth Martin and others with the Tea Party Patriots, because they are presenting a documentary titled Invalidated. And Josh's story is a central part of that story of invalidation. A little bit of his background. Josh quit his corporate job in 06 to take his shot at the American inventor's dream. 8 years later, savings depleted and orthodontics and college unfunded, the life kind of things, he decided to take one last swing before trudging back to the corporate world. Well, he hits a home run with a bunch of balloons. His solution to a 63-year-old problem of filling and tying water balloons instantly became the number one selling spring summer toy. It was just as quickly knocked off, resulting in a patent litigation now totaling 6 patents, 5 patent suits, 5 PTAB petitions and trials, 4 preliminary injunctions, 8 appeals at the Federal Circuit Court. I mean, you're waiting for an apple and, a partridge in a pear tree here after all that. He is currently a fellow with the U.S. Inventor, working to restore the patent system. Josh, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing very well.
Well, Josh, I feel for you. I mean, for anybody who is a dreamer that has invented something, that has come up with that idea to be ripped off like this, this is a real kick in the gut.
Yeah, I had no idea what I was in for. It definitely caught me off guard how our system works.
Well, and so explain to... to our audience here, I kind of gave a real quick summary as to what happened. You came up with this incredible idea called Bunch of Balloons, and things are rolling, and you're thinking, whoa, I mean, you've got a family of 8 kids. As we mentioned, you got all these life issues that come along, and you're seeing, wow, this thing is coming about, and, this could mean financial security for you and your family.
Well, yeah, and I mean, just to kind of explain the, you know, what I, my expectations and Inventor's expectations is we have a patent system in the U.S. that's a bargain. And we say, if you invest and come up with something that's never been done before, we want to encourage that sort of activity by inventors and investors. If you come up with something that the world needs and has never been done before, we'll give you an actual property right, a limited time. It's a 20-year period where you actually own that. So our system actually creates property for anyone who comes up with a new idea. And so once I'd achieved that, I thought I had this exclusive right to what I had discovered.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't turn out to be that way.
No. I mean, property rights, I mean, this is endemic to our Constitution. Our founding fathers, I mean, they thought about this. I mean, this isn't something that just, you know, came up in the last couple of decades. This has been day one of our country, has it not?
Yes, I've learned a lot about our system as a result of this. And, you know, in England and Europe, they had a kind of a privileged privilege of the king that you could get a monopoly right for whatever commercial activity you wanted to carry on. And our founders said, no, we want to give that back to the people.
Mm-hmm.
And so they created a property-based system for patents and intellectual property. And it didn't matter who you were, what your color was, how much wealth you had accumulated to purchase these privileges. We said, no, we're going to give it to the first inventor of these discoveries. And yeah, it goes back to our founding. It was genius.
And why would they do that, Josh?
Well, it was part of our, it was part of our vision to give the power to the people.
Mm-hmm.
And it just had all these side benefits of creating this innovation that otherwise there's just no incentive to do. And what I found in my case is, if I'd have known 4 years ago that, you know, drawing down on my 401k savings account and quitting my day job and doing all this, if I'd have known then that what I had in return was something I'd have to fight for the next 20 years and argue and hire hordes of lawyers, and that would not have incentivized me to go take those chances.
Exactly.
People to invest in what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a problem right now.
Right.
In our system.
Well, the whole point of this is our founding fathers understood, and even the pilgrims understood after a short period of time, is that people do that which they get rewarded for. It's the old business acumen that's been around forever. And if you're rewarding creative people, well, guess what? They keep giving you creative ideas. And so here we are, you know, you fast forward all these years where we are in America, and what's happening to Josh is really kind of a microcosm of the invention system. And like right now, you hear about a lot of inventions coming from overseas. And why is that, Josh?
Well, it's interesting. You think about it, it's hard to think of an invention that didn't, you know, a significant invention that didn't come from America. And you're right, that's changing. So, you know, we outsourced, our manufacturing technologies a couple of decades ago, and that can make sense in certain circumstances to the division of labor. But then we outsourced our high tech, and now all of our electronics and semiconductor technology is imported. But we kept our knowledge, right? When I was at Texas Instruments before I quit that job, we still controlled the design and the intellectual property, and we told the foreign manufacturers what to do. But now with our patent system eroding, we're actually importing our knowledge now from, a lot of it's coming from Asia. You look at the 5G technology that's driving our mobile networks now. We don't control that anymore. You look at artificial intelligence and robotics, those sorts of things. We're not the central hub. I mean, Silicon Valley, it's not creating those sorts of things anymore. They're creating, more apps and social networking businesses, but we're not creating the new technologies anymore.
Mm. You know, we've given up a lot of that ground. We've incentivized all this wrong behavior. That's what this point comes to, and what Josh was suggesting a moment ago is that, and here we are. It's interesting, you know, what do we... We give up something like $500-600 billion a year in intellectual property to the Chinese. This is just one case in point here, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, and now the president is bringing this to light. I say now, I mean, because he's in office, he's been saying this for a number of years. And we're, you know, fighting back now for our property. But we need to honor the inventors appropriately. And something needs to be done about this system. Meanwhile, here's John. Thinking he's done something great for his family, and as he said, if he knew then what he knows now, he wouldn't probably even have gone this far. But he's so deep, he's got to take it all the way. More from Josh Malone on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
Jesus,
is fresh and independent every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation with Josh Malone continues. Kind of a David versus Goliath kind of story here. You know, building something and owning it is the American dream, but without a strong patent system, the American dream will be invalidated. Josh, tell us about the movie Invalidated, which premiered earlier this week.
It was a group of inventors have been affected, and I think Tea Party Patriots was concerned about property rights, and so it all kind of came together earlier this year, and when people recognized that this is a pervasive issue, and they did interviews and they profiled, you know, basically explained my story, and a couple of other inventors explained what they've gone through and just how it's devastated their businesses, and they've had to lay off employees and give up on pursuing their new technologies. And so we put that together in a film and talked about how we've left our labs and our garages, and now we're going to Washington, D.C. because it's gotten so bad. There's nothing, you know, we've got to do something about this.
Exactly. Yeah, kind of amazing that you left doing what you do really good to go out and now pursue the other aspect, and that's, you know, like anything, you know, freedom comes at a cost. It's not free. And unfortunately, and you would think that our system is such as that we're down the road and that we've elected, you know, legislators and elected officials with our valuable vote to protect our interest. But here, they've abandoned us. And, you know, you look at the conditions that exist in America today, and I think this is why Donald Trump, in so many ways, has resonated with Main Street America, because he is fighting, you know, for individuals, for America again. We look at all these things that have happened, you know, why America lost all these jobs, why the loss of talent, why the loss of ideas. And this is just one of the stories in the Naked City, as they say. This new documentary, Invalidated, the shredding of the U.S. patent system, is an eye-opener, and especially in light of the trade wars that we're looking at right now. Of course, a lot of fingers pointed toward China as to how much of our intellectual property they've been taking. Some of that intellectual property just hasn't been forthright stolen. It's just been surrendered because that's the rules of play that they have established for their country. They're looking to protect their interests. Say, look, hey, if you want to take advantage of the billion plus people here, well, the ante is a surrendering of your intellectual property. And so, look at, businesses are big boys and girls, and they can do that, but I'm sure in some cases it's especially galling if you consider the original inventor of said intellectual property now finds that he got ripped off by these big corporations, and then the corporations are, in a sense, ridiculous enough to surrender that intellectual property, because they maybe it's easier for them to do that, Josh, because they themselves, their heart and soul is not into that idea, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, well, the difference, so this is not a bipartisan issue. It is a bipartisan issue, and the parting is between the big corporations and the little guy. So a year and a half ago, I made my first trip to the swamp, and I explained to legislators what happened to me. And they just had this deer in the headlights look. And it's like they were shocked that an inventor came to Washington to explain it to them. And then they all told me, well, which lobby are you with? Are you with the pharmaceutical guys or are you with the tech guys? And,
oh, wow.
And I'm like, well, I'm an inventor who this system was designed to protect, and it's utterly failed. And what we found was that, you know, our whole system, you know, these representatives get elected and from all over the country, and they go to Washington thinking they represent their people. And they get there, and they find out that, oh, you want to pass a law, you have to get approval from the Judiciary Committee. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, the Judiciary Committee, the chairman decides what bills get to be introduced. So your constituents have a need, but you have to get to be chair of the Judiciary Committee if you want a bill to go through. And by the way, he's been pushing bills for Google for the past 5 to 10 years, and you can't. We can't pass your bill. We can't introduce your bill. There's now four bills been introduced in Congress this session because these representatives from across the nation have been listening to us.
Mm-hmm.
But no one on the Judiciary Committee that is the gatekeeper for legislation in the House of Representatives has signed on to any of these bills yet. And so it's not a representative republic as we've been taught. It's a pay-to-play system. You get in there, you follow the rules, and maybe someday you can be chairman of the committee and you can decide what bills get passed and who's going to hire you when you're done working in Congress at $1 million a year. And so that's what I'm up against now is the swamp and the wheels, mm-hmm. the system are grinding, and how do we, this acknowledged issue that we can see is incredibly devastating to our innovation economy, mm-hmm. and they don't want to do anything about it.
It's one thing to get kicked in the gut because your idea has been stolen. Another thing to go where you think that there should be remedy, and it's so bogged down and so, as you say, has become a pay-to-play. So either you have a big name, lots of money that you've contributed to said gatekeepers, which could be in the form of just, whether it's Google, Facebook, or, some K Street lobbyist who brings a lot of force and money, to the proposition. So this all adds to the swamp, does it not?
Yeah, it's definitely been eye-opening to see how these things work.
Well, Josh, what's your gut on this? I mean, whatever gut is left after being kicked twice now and repeatedly, as you say, you're down the road on this. I mean, how far down the journey from, coming up with the idea, getting, you had a Kickstarter program, and you're like many other inventors who are saying the same thing, that the patent system has been shredded, by our legislators. And, what is it going to take to really get them to, respond to this? I know this movie begins to educate people, and, is it just going to take some more outrage that's going to, take before, they do something about this?
Well, so, the system is, it only takes a few companies and a few lobbyists to push these bills through, mm-hmm. but they do it with hundreds of millions of dollars. So we don't have that, but we do have inventors, people that know inventors, people that want to be an inventor someday, in each of the 435 congressional districts across the country. And they care about these issues, and they care about property rights. I mean, the Supreme Court just this past April issued the decision saying that because Congress passed the law that grants patent rights, that it's a public franchise, like a toll bridge or food stamps. And the same agency can take it away, and that was their ruling. And in the argument, they argued that the government argued that it's the same way with land. The Land Act of 1890 and thereafter, those were acts of Congress. And under that reasoning, we're going to see this case in a few years. They're going to cite oil states from 2018. They're going to say, well, we can take your land for this shopping mall just like we did in Hilo.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, we can take it and we can go to the city council and get them to rubber stamp it. We don't even have to go to court anymore. And so people recognize the threat. I think we're at a point where we can start to turn this.
Well, they've got
away.
To see the
but
movie.
The grassroots.
Yeah, real quick, because we only got seconds. Where can they see the movie?
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. You save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's three times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy five quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Three times stronger based on Kurt Orbach test. 5W30 discrete.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. economy keeps adding jobs, just not as many as the pace appears to have slowed down last month. The Labor Department's jobs report for July says 157,000 jobs were created, fewer than the 190,000 analysts had predicted, and well short of the 248,000 jobs created in June. Still, July is the 94th consecutive month the economy's added jobs. President Trump was touting the U.S. economy and jobs at a rally in Pennsylvania last night.
Our economy is soaring, our jobs are booming, factories are pouring back into our country, they're coming from all over the world.
Evacuations ordered in Lynchburg, Virginia, where a dam's in danger of failing, and officials say it would leave Lynchburg under 7 feet of water in a matter of minutes. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bill Martinez.
He has amassed an incredibly large DVD library, and it is said that he never once alphabetized it. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. The pheromones he secretes have been known to affect people miles away in a slight but measurable way. He once punched a magician. That's right. You heard me. His hands feel like rich brown suede. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, just for a chuckle, you know, we can't take ourselves too seriously. Welcome back, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Again, I want to remind you regarding the movie Invalidated. It is available on iTunes right now, and I would direct you to the TeaPartyPatriotsAction.org website, /invalidated, TeaPartyPatriotsAction.org. /invalidated. You can Google invalidated and you can connect with it. Also find out what you can do to activate your citizenship and to do something, you know, that I think is just so foundationally wrong, what we're doing with inventors. And here we are talking about this trade war that's taken place. You know, at the very basis of all this is how inventors are being treated. And you wonder why so many things are happening overseas that, you know, happened routinely here in America. Why are inventors being incentivized to go overseas and to operate out of India and these other countries, you know, and you know, I think it's also kind of interesting. We do have to look into the basis of this, is that we're so concerned about $600 billion a year of intellectual property being stolen by China. We say stolen by China. Some of this is surrendered voluntarily by big business. They say, okay, well, you know, that's just the ante to do business in China. That is what's going on. But there's more to this, so I would suggest drill deep into it. We've given you a couple of presentations from the Tea Party Patriots, now Josh Malone, one of the inventors themselves, to give you some understanding. But this is one of those David versus Goliath kind of things here, and this is what our government is doing to we the people. Yeah, Ken Blackwell joins us right now. He's the former advisor to the president, senior fellow for family empowerment at the Family Research Council, and we're going to be talking about the booming economy under Trump. Ken, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Always good to be with you, sir.
Hey, great to have you here.
And the economy is humming.
Yes, exactly. And we got a good unemployment report, now under 4%, huh?
Absolutely. Look, if Jesse Jackson ever said anything that was important, which I think was few and far between, he was fond of saying, what is capitalism without capital is just another ism.
Yeah.
Well, what the President of the United States understands is that we had $2 to $3 trillion sitting offshore because of an unattractive tax environment and regulatory environment. And what this president has done through his really cutting through red tape, reducing onerous regulations and cutting taxes, is that he's created an environment for that $2 to $3 trillion to come back.
Exactly.
And invest in our economy, create jobs, put Americans back to work again. Because he understood fundamentally, Bill, that capital seeks the path of least resistance and greatest opportunity. So
right.
He's changed the environment. This president, President Trump, hasn't just changed tactics. He has put us on a different path.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so important for folks to understand. And it ties right back in to what you just talked about in terms of innovation.
Right.
Our founders understood that if you could create a situation where folks could take risks and try different things, fail, succeed, that, in fact, we could be leading not only in ideas but in innovation. And,
exactly.
And now what we have at risk is a threat to that innovation. But this president, I think, is going to turn his attention to that, as he has in terms of taxes and overregulation.
Exactly. What we realize experientially, Ken, is capital goes where it's welcomed.
That's right.
You know, where it's welcomed and incentivized. And this is what this president is doing. This is the big shift. And this is why, you know, I got to tell you, I have a real hard time. It's like I hear fingernails on the chalkboard of life screeching when you hear the likes of Barack Obama, Maxine Waters claiming credit for the Trump economy. I mean, I go, how do you connect the dots there? How do you get there?
It is just mind-numbing, because these were the same people who said, this guy is crazy. We have to adjust to a new normal.
Mm-hmm.
We're no longer an economic superpower. We are one of several great powers. Well, this president has proved them wrong. And, you know, Bill, I've noticed that he sort of zeroed in on things that require his attention to bolster competition. So I took note that he zeroed in on this T-Mobile and Sprint potential merger.
Mm-hmm.
Because he understands that if he can create, or not he can create, if the marketplace can create a new competitor that could spend billions of dollars necessary to compete with Verizon, AT&T, Google, and other providers, that would foster innovation and keep prices down. This guy looks out for the common man and woman, and he in fact is a competitor. He understands that the global marketplace is pretty Darwinian, and he wants to make sure that we maintain the muscle mass necessary to be the dominant economic force in the world.
Ken, what progressives underestimated was the pent-up productive potential that was there lying dormant in America across this country today. Main Street America was crying out to say, let me have a job. I want to get back to work. I've got great ideas. And Donald Trump comes in, as you said, to your point, 22 we're now up to, originally was like for every new regulation, we had to get rid of two. Now we're 22 regulations being eradicated for every one new one. And the economy is going bonkers because America is now open for business. The people are rejoicing in the streets because they're getting back to work. We also now are in an opportunity, forget about minimum wage, we're now looking at upgrading and going for maximum wage for the employees of America. This is what a job-focused president brings you, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't understand how people can project for the midterms why progressives or anybody across this country would want to change the forward momentum that we have in this country.
Oh, absolutely. But this has been a classic clash between those who believe in the welfare state versus those of us who believe in creating an opportunity society. You know, what Donald Trump and his close advisors have understood and have worked on for the last almost 2 years now is that they understood that our culture was rapidly becoming one where earning money didn't entitle you to it, but wanting money does. And that's the nature. That's the nature of a welfare society.
Exactly.
So what he, in fact, understood was that Americans really do want to work. He understood the nature of capital and the value of competition and the value of creating an environment where people take risks. Bill, you know, Satchel Paige was fond of saying, it's very difficult to steal second base if you want to keep one foot on first base. And what Donald Trump has rewarded is those folks who will take the risk of breaking for second base, you know, and getting that base. Now, everybody doesn't always get, sometimes you get thrown out in baseball when you try to steal second base. But the fact is that the day belongs to the person that takes the risk and breaks the second.
Exactly. And that's what we have to continue to reward. That's what this president, this administration is doing. And this is why you hear the people in the streets of America rejoicing, Ken, because now, you know, the chains really are off. They can really be free and dream big dreams and realize that. I mean, every banker I speak to talks about how bullish America has become on small business, and we're really excited about the future. Ken Blackwell, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Ken. Appreciate it, as always.
Thank you.
You got it.
Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose. The call and the information are free. Call now.
800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Money! Money! Money!
Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there for you and for your pleasure. Father Joseph Fessio joins us now, founder and editor of Ignatius Press. And we're going to be talking about a book that he had published, The Evangelizing Parish. Father Fessio, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you, Bill Martinez Live. Glad to be here.
Well, Father, appreciate you being here. Now, this is a book that you published. You didn't write it, but we're going to talk about it. And I want to make sure I'm saying Francis Cardinal Rinzé. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's how he pronounces his name. He's a wonderful prelate. He's in his 80s now.
Wow.
But he's always been just a wonderful, wonderful priest, bishop, cardinal, man of the church, and a good writer, too.
Right. You can tell from this book that he has a heart for evangelism, and this is really a true gift from God, is it not?
Very much so. And he's from Nigeria, which is a population of 200 million. It's a big place, a lot of Catholics down there,
right.
A lot of seminarians, and a lot of good parishes. So he's got experience not just in Europe where he was and in the U.S. where he's visited, but also from Africa about how parishes should work. And by the way, the church in Africa is flourishing. It's growing, it's really a tremendous blessing for the church.
Well, Father, we love to hear that because that's something that's so underreported in this era with all the information flying around. We hear so little about how vibrant the church is. Maybe because we're so self-centered that we only think about what happens within our zip code, but the Spirit of God is moving, and I hear this time and time again.
Yes, that's it. They're not closing parishes in Africa, I'll tell you that. They get seminaries with 600 seminarians in.
Wow.
They get parishes with so many priests that we have priests come here say they want to live in a parish where they can do some work. I mean, there's so many priests in some of the parishes that the work is divided so thinly.
Kind of amazing that here for so many years America has been the one that has sent out priests and missionaries, and now they're starting to come back here maybe because we need it most. What do you think?
I think so. I think the future of the church is in Africa in many ways, just like when Ireland was first evangelized by St. Patrick, then the Irish monks went back and they re-evangelized Europe, which has kind of fallen into backsliding type stuff. Mm-hmm. So once again, I think we evangelized Africa. It's been growing enormously. We've got Cardinal Rinzé, Carlos Serra, whose book, Power of Silence and God or Nothing, have been bestsellers because he's such a tremendous, tremendous person and writer. So, you know, we're happy at Ignatius Press to kind of help the African church have a voice over it.
Oh, that's excellent. Well, it's needed because, in a sense, you know, they remind us of our first love, do they not? In
very
a sense,
much so.
Because we sometimes forget. We take it for granted. We get busy in life and, you know, the world that we live in here in America. And then here it is. You have simple, you know, parishes seemingly going around, and they're so vibrant and excited for God and doing incredible, you know, signs and wonders as a result of their relationship. And we go, what happened to us? Why are we missing the boat here?
Right, and there's no question about the fact there are many, many vibrant, growing parishes in the United States. I know some here in San Francisco, I can name
them. Right.
But the great thing about this book is it reminds us all that the parish is the center of our life as Catholics, and the parish has to not only evangelize the parishioners, but make the parishioners into evangelizers of each other and the other people in the parish and beyond the parish who are not Catholic or not baptized.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful, you know, I just love the way he writes. We published 5 or 6 of his books, and I can't stop doing it because he's so down to earth. He's intelligent, loves the church, but hey, Bill, he's really down to earth. This is a practical manual. How to live a better life in your parish.
Yeah, this is really, it's a great reminder and a blessing, Father, and I'm grateful to Ignatius for doing this, you know, and all the hard work that you've been doing. You know, I mentioned earlier that, clearly, Francis Cardinal Arinze has a gift for evangelism, and I don't want people to misunderstand and think that because somebody has a gift or they're noted for a gift that, you know, it's some special, unique dispensation to that individual. Certainly, there are some people that are a little bit more gregarious than others. They can speak a little bit freer, but I remind everyone of, to me, one of the most powerful testimonies in the New Testament was from the blind man. It was that different. It wasn't anything that was, you know, came out of some seminary. It just came out of a life experience, contacted, you know, connecting with Jesus Christ. And there was a life that was, and now there is a life that's new and different altogether. And sometimes we just take for granted that that dramatic change and that gift that God gives us. And if we only said that to people, you know, what we were and how we are today as a result of the grace of God and the love of Jesus, I mean, wow. I mean, that would be pretty powerful, don't you think?
Well, that's right. And, Bill, you're an example of this, too. You've got a special gift for speaking, preaching, proclaiming the word. Most people can't do what you do.
Right.
But the ones who listen to you, they can be encouraged by you to do what their talents equip them, because they can do things you can't do.
Exactly.
So the body is made up of all these interlocking, interworking parts, you know, as Paul tells us in his epistles. And we all can't do everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, I don't spend much time with the poor, but I can. I'm running a publishing company, but I say Mass for the Missions of Charity, and I tell them, hey, sisters, you can't produce any books. But I can. Mm-hmm. But I can't have time to go visit the poor. I use. So I'll tell you what, I'll say Mass for you. We'll produce books for you, and you can visit the poor for me. How's that?
Amen.
And I hope our Lord accepts that as my excuse.
Well, yeah, like you said, it's the body of Christ coming together, bringing, you know, I used to do that when I was training salespeople. I always talked about strength and weaknesses matching up, that my strength against somebody else's weakness made them better and stronger. Their strength against my weakness made me a better manager. And this is life. This is the body of Christ, is that, you know, that we can be vulnerable enough and appropriate so that we are exchanging each other's gift with one another and enlarging, you know, ourselves individually, but more importantly, fulfilling the Great Commission, are we not?
That's it. And right along those same lines, you and I can't be Carlo Lorenzi.
Yes.
And we shouldn't want to be. I mean, God gave us gifts that didn't give him, and vice versa.
Right.
But it's just a wonderful thing that we can share. We publish books. We talk about it with you on the radio. Someone else is in the parish. I mean, you read the news, and it can be kind of depressing because it doesn't really give the account of all the good things happening in a quiet way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the news at the time of Christ would never mention Nazareth or Mary. I mean, who knew what was going there? A little backwater town, right?
Right.
But the world's being saved from that place.
Mm.
So it's encouraging, I think, for me that, you know, I'm an old man now, but to see what Catholic Radio has done, lots of people out there, people like you, Bill, and, you know, when I got involved in Catholic Radio in 1997 with an idea which was a failure, there were two stations owned by the Catholic Church or an organization in the U.S. that were broadcasting Catholic materials. There are other stations owned by universities, the jazz, whatever.
Right.
There were two stations with Catholic Radio in 1997. Now there's way more than 200. I don't know.
Exactly.
This was more than 200.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just incredible.
Yeah, and I'm blessed, too, because the Catholic Radio Network will pick up, you know, individual interviews like what we're doing, and they will air it on their network, particularly here on the East Coast in Florida. And it is such a blessing, and I'm grateful that they do that, because that is my heart, as you say, and my part that I play in the body of Christ, and I'm blessed for that. Father Fessio, in evangelizing the parish, what is the key takeaway that the reader should get from this?
Well, the key takeaway is go buy the book.
Yes.
and by the way, the first place to look for the book is in your local Catholic bookstore. If you have a local Catholic bookstore, that's the place to help support those people. It's difficult in our e-commerce age. If you can't find one, there's not one near you, go to Ignatius.com. You know, we can sell it to you and get it to you quite quickly at a good price.
Right.
You know, if all else fails, you go to the Giants. But, you know, let's try and keep good Catholic organizations flourishing here. But the big takeaway to me is that a reminder for every Catholic of the importance of the parish, how to make the parish even more vital by one's own contribution, and how to make the parish missionary go beyond its own borders to bring people into the church. I mean, he quotes mainly church doctrine. It's a Pope named John Paul II, Pope Francis, Pope Benedict XVI, in the Vatican Council. So he's not just giving his opinion. He's summarizing for you what the church is telling us about the parish. And that's the key.
Well, really, when you look out over the horizon, it's really no different than what Jesus said, you know, about the harvest being ripe. And it is there, but if we don't go out, if the harvesters don't go out and bring the people in, you know, the people are crying out, according to a Gallup poll here about a year ago, Father Fessio, the secular America, just talking about America alone, said, hey, where are the Christians? You know, we're to hell in a handbasket here, so to speak. We've lost our moral compass, and we need Christians to lead the way. I thought it was quite ironic, but, you know, that set aside, the cry of this pluralistic society is that they're not sure what they're asking for, but they know something is missing, and it has something to do with morality, does it not?
Yeah. And about our being the messengers here, Bill, Ignatius Press has a little vineyard, which I tend on the weekends.
Mm.
And I've learned a lot about vines. And one of them, you know, Jesus says, I'm the vine, you're the branches. Unless you're in me, you'll bear no fruit.
That's right.
But I prune those branches every year. And guess what? If there's no branches coming out, new branches, there won't be fruit either. So the vine will not bear fruit without the branches. And Jesus needs us. He didn't have to need us, but he wanted to need us.
Well, Father Joseph Fessio has been our guest, the founder and editor of Ignatius Press. Father Fessio, an honor. Thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extra from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.